87%. Yeah, that's the percentage of all real estate agents that get in the business today that'll be gone in 2 years. Let me tell you something. Why is there so much turnover in real estate? Because it isn't easy. And because most people don't know exactly what they need to do to get to the next level. Now look, regardless of whether you're brand new to the industry or you're a team leader, you've got 40 people on your team and you just want to get to the next level. If you're doing 10 transactions a year, you want to get to 25. You're doing 500 transactions a year, you want to get to 1,000. You're at 1,000, you want to get to 10,000. Let me tell you something. You need the right coach. Why? Because Club Wealth is the only coaching company on the planet that will literally guarantee that you will double your income or make at least an extra $100,000 your first year coaching with us, or we will give you 100% of your investment back. This is for people of all levels. Click the link below, sign up for the appropriate tier level, and let's get you a strategy session today. And I promise you, I 100% guarantee you, promise you, that you will walk away with a heart full of gratitude for the time that we took for you because you got so much value out of that call. Schedule your strategy session today. I promise you'll be glad you did.
Sign up for a strategy session at clubwealth.com/strategy session.
Let's go to Coach Sharif Attab. Sharif, can you turn your camera and your microphone on? Or, oh, you'd probably need me to make you a co-host so that your camera will work. Hang on. There you go. Coach Sharif, let's get that camera working. There. Oh, my gosh! I can't believe it. Even Coach Sharif is wearing a tie. Man, this is like when Haley's Comet comes to visit, right? Like, this is like a once in a lifetime kind of thing. This is like we're landing on Mars here. Crazy. All right. So I just want to tell you that this guy right here, I had to basically browbeat. I had to tag team. It was like an MMA match with Nicole Godet and I browbeating this guy into signing up for Club Wealth. And Sharif, when you signed up for Club Wealth, what tier were you in? Where were you at in your business?
Tier two.
And that means you were doing 25 to 75 transactions a year. And right now you're in what?
Tier four,
which means you're doing between 150 and 250 transactions a year. Let me tell you guys, this guy's the freaking real deal. This guy's a baller. So much so that he's my son's coach. I trust this guy with my own son. And let me tell you, Sam, who's also a coach. And let me tell you something, Coach Sharif isn't just the real deal. He is one of the smartest people you're ever going to meet. I'm stoked that you're here today. He's, by the way, going to also, of course, be speaking at Listing Agent Bootcamp. But today he's going to be speaking to us about SEO. Guys, the number one lead source on the planet today is Google LSA. If you're not sure why that is, it's because Google has decided they're taking over the real estate world and they're laying the foundation to do that right now. Well, let me tell you something. Lead sources ebb and flow all the time. Sometimes Facebook does really well. Sometimes SEO does really well. Sometimes Zillow or Realtor.com, whatever, they ebb and flow all the time. Right now, right this minute, SEO is hot. SEO is on fire. It's good money. It's great value. So the ROI is really high. You guys absolutely must listen to what Sharif has to say. Coach Sharif, I'm going to bow out for a few minutes, let you do the talking. I will be back on at about 10:30. I'm here. So if you need me, just call out my name and I'll unmute my microphone and help you out. But guys, listen to what Sharif has to say. Coach Sharif, take it away.
All right. Thank you for that, Coach Michael. Appreciate it. Welcome, guys. I'm here to tell you about some SEO optimization. It's one of our best lead sources. And really what it comes down to is just optimizing your presence online. So SEO is just really, it involves your ranking, your visual, what you present yourself online, and just really getting out there and being able to showcase who you are. Now, when it comes down to it, obviously you have your different types of online presence, but I can tell you when people are out there and you might do it yourself, you might tend to attract yourself more to the actual results you get on Google past the ads. So the reality is 94% of people prefer the organic ads over the actual paid ads. So to get yourself to rank on there and to show you the differences, it's actually quality. So there's different ways to rank on Google these days. You can either do it paid and you have your LSA, which is up top, which my coach Nicole is amazing at. She optimizes it. And it really is a paid source that Google released just for services. So that is the first thing that you'll probably see at the top of the search results when searching, say, per se, a realtor in a certain area. The next you'll see is the ads, which are the pay-per-click ads, which are simply, you know, people that are picking up keywords and paying for them and getting charged per click. What I want to focus on is basically the rest of it, what falls underneath both the LSA and the pay-per-click. And that would be two things mainly, and that would be your Google Map Place, and also, which was formerly Google My Business, and then also the web results that fall underneath the map places. Now, these are the key ways that, you know, we tend to actually get leads into our system. I can tell you they're very high quality leads. You might not get as many, but we're not going for quantity, we're going for quality with these. And in reality, you know, we transact more with the people that find us organically because they've already done their research. They've read through the reviews and they've read through pretty much everything they need to get there. But how do you improve your SEO? The key things we're going to talk about is, you know, Google Business Profile, which is essential. It's really the keystone to any your presence on Google itself, just to display yourself. We'll talk about listing management and NAP, which is name, address, and phone. The user web experience is very important, you know, how people interact with your website when they get there. Updating certain SEO information like meta tags and page titles. And then keyword analyzers and SEO content. And then going into things like backlinks, IDX search pages, and key tools that we use to bring people back to our website, which is agent e-cards that we have, like the digital e-cards. We have them from our website themselves, not a third-party vendor, and then using multiple domain names and microsites. Now, when it comes down to it, you don't have to apply all these at the beginning. It's good to, you know, pick one or two, start getting better with it, and be consistent with it. The first thing I would start with if I didn't have any type of online presence is definitely setting up a Google business page. It's essential. It's where you're going to present your actual address, your web information, your phone number, all the key information. It's where it's going to house the reviews on Google. So what you want to do is set that up, put in all your company information, upload pictures. And as you're uploading pictures, which should be something that you do consistently on a daily or weekly or monthly basis, you definitely want to geotag them so that Google knows where the picture was taken. That's essentially what it comes down from. And then you want to post regularly. Posting on Google gets more interactions. Google is going to rank you higher if you actually interact more with the actual platform. And also putting your products like listings, that is essential. That's something that we had developed a few years back, and we put every listing on Google. Not only does it sell well when we're in a listing presentation, we let our clients know that that's what we do, but it also gets interactions for the listing itself. And one of the key components to getting your listing ranking higher is reviews. You want to organize some type of campaign to your past clients, your sphere, really anyone you interact with, and try to get some type of review. So when people look you up, they have a way to actually relate to you and see what have you done in the past. So having reviews is definitely, I can tell you, having the highest amount of reviews in our area gets us a lot of listings. We're actually putting one on the market today. It's a $1.15 million listing. They found us on Google, and when I went in for the listing appointment, he told me not to sell them because he had already reviewed everything. He read the reviews on our listing, on our Google page, read all the past experience we had, and it was that easy. So that's the type of quality listings. Now, with your online presence, you want to make sure everything is consistent online. You want to make sure that your name, your address, and your website, different things like that are consistent. You can use different tools to do that. Yext is one of the most popular tools. It's basically all you're doing is you're filling out a form and they're pumping out all the information and making sure it's the same along all the main sites where people are searching, right? So not only Google, but Apple Map Places, the Facebook, on Instagram, on Yelp, on Yahoo, on just main places, so that's consistent online, so that basically you'll rank higher as you get more consistent information. So that is one of the key things. User web experience on your website. Obviously, I mean, if you have a Google page, you want to link it to your website, because ultimately that's where you want to bring people. You want to bring them into your ecosystem. So you want to make sure there's different aspects of your website that are, they're actually optimized better and they're working properly. What you want to do is you want to make sure, first and foremost, that you have a mobile-ready website that adjusts to every platform or any device that anyone's using. Making sure that it's quick and loads fast. You don't want to have cumbersome pictures on there. You don't want to have too many things like errors and things of that nature that will slow down your site. You want to make sure it's easy to navigate. You want to make sure that people can find the information they need and have ways to capture them. And you have useful information. We like to blog on our website. So we like to put useful information locally on there so that people find value in your website. You want to use tools like Google Search Console to actually find the errors in your site and then remove those errors. And then one of the important things also, so that you can optimize your presence, is to submit basically your site as a text file to Google. And by doing that, it knows what information is there. So those are some, on the right-hand side, you'll see on the slide right here, is some key tools that you can actually use for the website experience. Now, when diving into it, SEO, meta tags, and titles sounds complicated, but it's easy. And you want to make sure that your website has that type of complete information. You can do that by hiring someone, maybe on Fiverr, or doing it yourself. It's really not that hard. But most websites will have some type of a dashboard. I know the popular IDXs like Ylopo, Sierra, Chime, they all allow you to get in there and adjust your website. We do it on our main website through WordPress. We use Yoast SEO, which is one of the most popular SEO management tools. And technically, when you say meta tags and meta title, it's just the information that the search engines are going to use to basically present you when someone searches for you. So when your title makes sense, which if you look on the right-hand side, the screen capture that where it says, say if someone were to search Sharif Sells or Team Sharif Sells, that's the title. And then you have the description, which is the little blurb that's under the title, which if is SEO and keyword rich, will bring people to your page. So that's why we want to make sure we optimize that, so the information's there and it's searchable. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about updating your keyword information and SEO information on your website. Now, you can use different tools to do actually keyword planning, and to look for SEO content. You can use AI now, like ChatGPT and Jasper, to get ideas of what people are also using and what is popular for SEO keywords, and try to incorporate that content into your website. And you want to build it into, and don't overuse the keywords. Don't start just putting stuff into your website just to track keywords and try to get people to it. It's got to make sense, right? And then normally you want to try to have someone that's SEO content writer friendly, try to help you with that. If not, take all the information, paste it into an AI just to get an idea of what it should be, and then go ahead and rewrite it yourself. Now, another thing that helps optimize your search engine optimization is backlinks. Theoretically, all this is someone who links back to your page. And that just boosts up your web authority, because people are looking to you as now an informational source. So backlinks could be, you can get backlinks different ways, just getting through partnerships with people online. And you want to make sure it's link worthy, not just, just any random sites. Write testimonials and backlink to yourself. You can start guest blogging in different places, participating in forums and putting your link out there to backlink to yourself. Virtually, if you were to put your link anywhere, you just want to get more people back to your page. So you want to do that in a consistent basis and try to build that up, because the more you build that up, the higher you will rank on Google itself. Another easy way to do it is we use listings to leads. And every time we do a personal property page, it'll post our website on it. So that in itself, as we get listings, generates more backlinks for our site. We also like to do community subpages. That's a great way to capture searches for certain areas within your region of where you support and where you sell real estate. We have it broken down to towns and certain counties. To have that with an IDX plugin always helps, so that people can see, basic information about a town and then see the homes that are for sale in that town. It also picks up on keywords when people are searching, living in West Windsor or living in Robbinsville, New Jersey. It also provides those keywords on a place in your site. I can tell you blogging is one of the key elements. It's one of the easiest way. You don't want a static website when you're talking about SEO. You want to keep adding to it. You want to always add to the website things that obviously people want to read. Our highest performing page on our site is about the direction of your home. I found that, we're doing real estate, frequently in the area. We got one common question about the direction of your home. So we chose to write a blog about it. We've done a video about it. And now it's our top performing page. It also produces leads right off that page itself that are related to the direction of your home. So blogging is essential. At this point, we're doing 1 to 2 blogs a week on our website. And it's always adding more information, more search keywords, and more topics for people to get onto our webpage. Another key element that we use is, I don't like to use the third-party softwares for building out an electronic e-cart. We actually have pages for our agents on our site, profile pages, and when looked at a mobile format, that becomes basically a quick link e-card per se. And when sent out with the right thumbnail, it also can display your business card. And this really just brings people back to your site instead of a third-party site for them to get your information. So that is a good way to do it. It's simple to do it. You just need a profile page on your site and just have quick link contact buttons like call me, text me, or search for homes that goes to your IDX page. And then also things if you want to add like value and mortgage calculators. But ideally, you want to try to bring people back to your site. I send this to leads and I also send it to other agents in the market instead of sending my business card or my contact information, because ideally you're getting them back to your website and you're getting more hits on your website, which helps you rank higher. And then we also like to register different domains. It's not going to hurt you. You don't have to stay married to one domain. You can have your main one and then buy other domains. If it's something that you like we purchased RobbinsvilleRealtor.com, which is our main market, and it simply goes to a microsite, which is a landing page that'll eventually take them to our main site. So if you like, any type of domain name, don't be afraid to buy it. You can either redirect it at first, which simply is through the registrar, whoever you use to buy the domain name. You can have it just forward right to your main page. That's going to help you. Or you build even better a microsite for it, which is a simple landing page. And from there, you actually put a button that goes to your main page, which is going to ultimately be a backlink as well. But that are key ways that we actually get people to our site so we can capitalize on the SEO of the domain name itself. That's it for today. Again, I'm Coach Sharif Attab out of New Jersey. And now if anyone has any questions, would be the time.
I love it. All right, good stuff. And by the way, we still have one more speaker to come. We're going to be talking about lead generation, specific lead sources here in just a second. But before we do, let's go to, I've got a bunch of questions for you. By the way, a lot of you guys, we got a lot of comments that said, hey, but this is a lot of information. It's a little confusing. And I'm still getting people saying, how do I get the PowerPoint? Okay, so here's what we're going to do. For those of you that want the PowerPoint, here's what we've decided to do. You can send a direct message to me in the chat, right? So if you go down to the chat where it says to everyone or to whoever, choose my name, Michael Hellickson, and I want you to send me your cell phone number. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my team go through and we're going to send you a via text message. We're going to send you a link where you can get all the PowerPoints from today. Don't just put it in the chat here. Put it in the chat. Oh, you can do that. It doesn't matter if you go directly to me or the host panelists or just to everybody. It doesn't matter. Just put your cell phone number down and I will have everybody. I'll have my team go in and we will send you the PowerPoints via text message from today. We'll send you a link to go get them. If Michael's not an option, you can just do hosts and panelists and I'll get it to you. All right. That being said, questions for Sharif. Oh, and by the way, one other thing that I forgot to mention. Well, let's do this. Let's do the questions for Sharif first, and then I'll give you this other piece. And then we're going to go into lead generation with our special guest. All right. So where do you post on Google, Sharif? How does that work? This is from Paula Schwartz.
I mean, when you're in a Google business place, your actual Google management tool for your Google map place, you can actually post right there. There's a posting utility to it. There's also an add picture utility and an add product utility. So you can do it right through the management, right through Google business places.
Good stuff. I love it. All right. And Renata asks, how do you geotag photos? Is that, first of all, is that important? Second of all, how do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, there's information that goes both ways. People tell you it's important. Google will sometimes make it less important than it is really important, but it's good to have that information. And you can use a tool called GeoImager. I think, Michael, I think there's a Club Wealth link for it. I think it's clubwealth.com/GeoImager.
Ben, if you could find that and get that posted in the chat here, that'd be helpful.
Yeah, but I mean, there's tools out there, even if you just Google, you know, how to geotag, but that tool is one of the easiest ones. And really all it does is you take a picture, you upload it to the tool itself, you put your keywords where the box for the keywords, and then you click the actual box where you put the coordinates or address of where you want to geotag that picture to. So, I would say it's important. It's common practice for us to do it on every picture that we upload anywhere, really.
And by the way, guys, for those of you that are thinking to yourselves, oh my gosh, this is so much. Sharif is also going to be teaching a class at Listing Agent Bootcamp on exactly how to do this. And that'll be a full 45-minute class. You'll have plenty of time to ask him more questions after that class as well. Plus, you'll get to know him right there at Listing Agent Bootcamp. And I'm telling you, these subtleties that he's talking about, they might sound like, you know, oh my gosh, that's so complex. And is it really worth my time? Blah, blah, blah. The reality is, yeah, it really is, because what happens is you start to get leads organically and those you start making a lot more money on because the ROI on that those leads are so much more than when you have to pay for leads. And so all of this stuff really helps make your lead generation more profitable for you. Now, does that mean that you don't do the calls? No, of course you're still going to do calls. Does that mean that you don't do other sources? No, of course you're going to do other sources as well. And we're going to talk about some more specific sources here in just a second with our guest speaker, our surprise guest speaker, who's maybe not such a big surprise anymore, but you're going to love it. All right. So that being said, next one I've got is from Tara Bellinger-Bright. If we had Google My Business page, do you have to now start a new Google Business profile, or was it simply a name change and all info is still there?
It's simply a name change. They just changed the dashboard that you would go to originally, and they built it right into the Google search. So no, definitely it's the same thing. You just want to get on there and make sure all the information is updated and start interacting with it. Google specifically, everyone thinks it's a search company. It's actually an information company. You want to use their tools and provide that information so it can collect it from you and help rank you higher.
Okay, so first of all, great information. Thank you, Coach Sharif. Cynthia asks, Cynthia Rodales, who's also one of our coaching clients. Good to see you, Cynthia. Asks, I have a problem with Zillow having an old profile from when I was at Keller Williams, and I can't reach anyone to take it off. Not sure if that will affect me. Zillow are the worst. So what got any suggestions for there, Sharif?
Contact Zillow. I mean, tell them that you have two different profiles and let them know which one's actually correct for you. That's definitely going to affect you because let's think about it. I don't know if everybody else does this, but if I'm researching a product or a person, I want to search them online. And if I find different profiles that kind of contradict each other, you might have different thoughts about proceeding with that person. Yeah. So you definitely want to contact Zillow. That is your best bet on that.
And Cynthia says, I've tried, but no one answers it. We get it. The struggle is real, Cynthia. We understand. All right. And Paula says she's from Minneapolis. Mike Bernier is my mentor. So Mike is one of our coaches also. And Paula, you need to ask Mike what he thinks about going to Listing Agent Bootcamp. He's going to tell you should go. But definitely ask Mike. He was just texting me this morning, in fact. All right. And so that being said, Coach Sharif, I'm going to have you stick around because after we get done with our next guest, we're going to give you guys all a chance. We're going to go back through all the rest of the remaining questions because I've still got some questions for each one of our speakers here. And so we'll go back through those after we're all done momentarily. But Coach Sharif, anything else you want to add before we do that?
No, that's pretty much it. Just, start anything. Don't try to get too overwhelmed. I know it's a lot of information, but pick a couple. And do it consistently. And, as time progresses, you can add more tasks. And then soon enough, you're going to start getting organic leads.
And thank you for that. And by the way, Tara Ballinger is mentioned in the chat. Tara, if you could change that and make that go to all panelists and attendees. Actually, here, I'll just do it for you real quick just to make that simple. I'm going to go to everyone here. This is the comment she put in there on Zillow. It's better to email them than to call them. And also Benjamin put the profile links for all of our coaches that have spoken thus far today, Coach Peter, Coach Paul, and Coach Sharif. And you could just click on those and their contact information is also on their coaches page on the Club Wealth website. All right. So Coach Sharif Hatab, New Jersey and Pennsylvania, if you guys have any referrals to be sent that direction, I'm telling you right now, this guy will close that deal. He will make it happen. You will get paid. You will not have to trace him down for a referral fee. Not only does he like to give you referral fees, he likes to send you a milkshake with, I'm just kidding. That's totally not true, but he will pay you nice, healthy referral fees. So send your referrals on over to him. And Coach Sharif, I'm going to have you shut your microphone and your camera off for the time being, and we will catch up with you in a few minutes. Thank you very, very much. Show him some love in the chat, you guys.
87%. Yeah, that's the percentage of all real estate agents that get in the business today that'll be gone in 2 years. Let me tell you something. Why is there so much turnover in real estate? Because it isn't easy. And because most people don't know exactly what they need to do to get to the next level. Now look, regardless of whether you're brand new to the industry or you're a team leader, you've got 40 people on your team and you just want to get to the next level. If you're doing 10 transactions a year, you want to get to 25. You're doing 500 transactions a year, you want to get to 1,000. You're at 1,000, you want to get to 10,000. Let me tell you something. You need the right coach. Why? Because Club Wealth is the only coaching company on the planet that will literally guarantee that you will double your income or make at least an extra $100,000 your first year coaching with us, or we will give you 100% of your investment back. This is for people of all levels. Click the link below, sign up for the appropriate tier level, and let's get you a strategy session today. And I promise you, I 100% guarantee you, promise you that you will walk away with a heart full of gratitude for the time that we took for you because you got so much value out of that call. Schedule your strategy session today. I promise you'll be glad you did.
Sign up for a strategy session at clubwealth.com/strategy session.